In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning, good morning.
Game two. Game day. Yes. The Yankees will play at 6.08 p.m. The Mets will play a minute after never. Had to get that in. For those of y'all in the chat talking about Cancun and, oh, wouldn't it be funny if the Mets win the same amount of playoff games as the Yankees this year? Like, don't get ahead of your skis. You Met fans always get ahead of your skis. Carlos Correa and Francisco Lindor are the new A-Rod and Jeter. Now you want to trade Lindor? You're winning the World Series with Juan. So I was like, anyway, back to the Yankees. The conversation that matters. I just keep thinking about things with Boone and this team. As I'm watching the Cincinnati Reds, they did rally to put up five runs. And I'm like, where did we get freaking like Luke Weaver from? Wasn't Luke Weaver from the Cincinnati Reds? Wasn't he cut from the Reds? And it's funny how things just turn into what they just truly are. He played for the Cincinnati Reds, St. Louis Cardinals, Arizona Diamondbacks, Cincinnati Reds in 2023, Seattle Mariners in 2023, and then the New York Yankees. Stay with me. And I'm watching the Dodgers, and I'm thinking about how in Dodger Stadium in that first game, Boone wanted to get cute and go to Nestor Cortez, who hadn't pitched for a month, instead of just sticking with Tim Hill, who had got it done. And, oh, yeah, throw him into the fire. Nestor Cortez, who they end up trading. Why? Like, these things we'll remember forever. And tonight, you go to Luke Weaver, who hasn't been good all year. You go to Luke Weaver, who has turned back into the journeyman guy that you got for free, basically. And you take the ball out of Max Fried's hand. You just heard Max Fried talking about how he wants to compete. You got to push a guy like that you're paying that much money, that is the best that you have, going up against a team in the postseason. And so I understand you guys being mad at Boone. I see Jazz, and they said Jazz got a text from Aaron Boone two nights ago saying you're not going to start. And Jazz is one of the only Yankees to go 30 for 30. Jazz was an all-star this year. Jazz loves being a Yankee. Jazz calls himself the prince of the city. Judge is the king. He expects to play every day. Ben Rice is a platoon player and a younger player who hasn't done as much. I understand that. But then to go with, you know, Ahmed Rosario, who you traded for, who just got here, Jazz went through the battles with this team last year. Jazz was in the World Series with this team last year. It's just, I don't know. We're gonna think about these little things forever. They have to right the ship. Carlos Rodon is called upon now. Carlos Rodon has to have the experience that he had last year paired with the beard that he has this year and the year that he had this year, also another all-star, and go out there and shove and dominate, keep the ball in the ballpark. And the lineup has to produce. Or that's it. Or we're singing the sad song. The fat lady will sing. And we'll be talking about opening day. And I will be on the fan tomorrow, or now it is tomorrow. Good morning. I will be on the fan later tonight, Wednesday night, talking about I can't wait to get Garrett Cole back. I'm not ready to pack it up. I got off the ride on August 8th because they play stupid games and win stupid prizes. They played some stupid games and won some stupid prizes tonight, but that doesn't eliminate them. It's a new ride. It's a new season. Bounce back in your building. The fans will be there. Some fans decided, I'm not going to the first game. I'm going to the second game. Okay, come on down. 47,000 in there again. Let's make it 48. And then let's push it to Thursday. Right? Let's push it to Thursday and get Cam Schlittler on the mound throwing gas. And then anything can happen then. Let's get to the fans that call the fan and continue to talk about what happened in game one and what needs to happen in game two. Bruce is in Flushing. What's up, Bruce? You got it.
Hey, Chase, I'm not surprised about tonight. I called you up last night, but I fell asleep. And I was going to tell you, today was going to be a toss-up game. Tomorrow, we're going to win. This is all going to come down to whether we start at 3 o'clock on Thursday or later.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you start 3 o'clock, you got the shadows. That's going to cut a few innings. So it all depends what happens. And I read an article, what happens.
Yeah, so I can. So if the Detroit and Cleveland series and the San Diego and Chicago series end, then
we'll start 6.
We would start at 3:08 on ABC instead of 6:08. If Cincinnati and the Dodgers, because you think about like they're playing out west, they would move up. They would move up to 7:38. So it depends, right? The Cubs won today. Do they eliminate the Padres? Now we're crossing over. Today is now the 1st of October. Welcome to October baseball. The Cubs defeated the Padres yesterday. If they beat them in two games and their series ends, and if Detroit beats Cleveland and their series ends, then our game Thursday moves up to 3:08.
And that's going to be a problem with shadows.
Yeah.
But now let's get to the game tonight. I totally understand what Boone did. His idea was to put the right-handed hitters in to build up the guy's pitching count. The only problem was Cora didn't play the game. Cora, as opposed to Boone, said, this is my ace, and I'm going as long as I can. And he did, and he threw, 117 pitches? No,
yep.
117 pitches. Now, if you listen to Freed's comments, he had more cash in the tank. But Boone, no, like you said, this is a regular season game. 100, and that's it. And Cora said, no, I played the seasonal all year to be careful so I can extend my guys. And you know what? It's a constant thing. Cora always outmanages Boone. But that, you know, it's a constant. But we'll win tomorrow night, and if the shadows are not too bad and we play at night, I predict we will win on Thursday. But here's my question to you. Again, it comes to judgment of Boone. Why not bring in Cruz instead of Weaver? Cruz has been more consistent than Weaver has.
Yeah, I said that too. And like he's got, so let's talk about that. Right? I you know what I think? They just wanted to get Weaver out of the pen first, but I don't know why he's your first option. Cruz has swing and miss stuff. He's been better than him this year.
His splitter is amazing. Nobody can touch the splitter.
Of course, but like it is the 8 and 9 hitter. And I think he said something about wanting, you know, Cruz and Williams for the, you know, when the lineup turned over. Luke Weaver didn't get it done. That is the end of the story. Luke Weaver had a soft landing spot. There was no one on base, one out. You got to get the 8 and 9 hitter out. You were up 0-2 in the count on the 8 hitter. Luke Weaver failed. Luke Weaver is going to be with the mascot race and the dance crew in Queens as soon as the next season starts. Thanks for the call, Bruce. 888-808-1019. Let's keep it rolling. Zig is in Trenton. Zig, you're on the fan.
What's happening, Keith? In the iconic words of the great Phil Brickma from the movie Rookie of the Year, you gotta let the big dog eat. Yeah. Especially with 102 pitches facing the 8th and 9th hitters in the order. and we're going to take him out and bring in a guy who's had a 9 ERA for the last month. Aaron Boone has no feel for the game. I don't know if these moves are coming from the front office, from Cashman, or whatever, but what are we doing? You got to let the big dog.
They talk about it before the game. They definitely talk about it before the game. They probably, and no matter what, 100 is the magic number, and I don't know why the conversation hinged on, okay, go get another batter. Go get Jaren Duran. How about go get another batter and let's go batter to batter?
Exactly. Not even if a guy gets on base, maybe even if a guy gets on in the scoring position at that point because he's been dealing all night.
I didn't give it up anything. I don't know, bro. In the stadium, I literally was like, I said to somebody, I'm like, maybe he's exhausted. Maybe he's tired. It was warm. I'm like, I'm not up close to see his expression. I know he had to, you know, bust his ass to first base. Maybe,
right, maybe it was that.
Yeah, maybe Boone saw him like huffing and puffing, was like, all right, let me go get him right now. But hindsight is 20/20. Luke Weaver is 50/50. And you taking out Max Fried to go to Luke Weaver was a mistake.
Exactly. I'll end my call with this. No team has won in the wild card series after losing game one. But hey, 0-12, like me and my friends say, 0-12, you got to win one. So let's be positive. We got Rodon tomorrow. Do what we got to do, and then leave it in the hands of Schiller. Let him do his thing. He's the young kid. Hey, let him earn his pinstripes, and let's go get him in the next series.
Yep, win one game, win the next game. It is 2025. They started doing this in 2022, so it's a small sample size of these games. 2022, 2023, 2024. There are four of these series times 3 years. There's 12. Like, I don't know. There needs to be a first. The Yankees found a way to be first. This status is so bad, and I almost don't want to believe it, but I guess. The Yankees are the first team in MLB postseason history to have the bases loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth, but not score a run and lose the game. So every other time, runs were scored. Every other time, teams found a way to walk it off and win. Since the dawn of baseball, I don't know. So that, hey, whatever. If the Yankees found a way to do that, why can't they be the first team to come back in a three-game wild card series in their building and advance? They can. They absolutely can. And hopefully tomorrow's home plate umpire is better than this home plate umpire. That's what was really grinding my gears in there, bro. I'm like, yo, how are we getting squeezed? This is New York. This is nationally televised. We're in Yankee Stadium. This is Max Fried. How are you not giving him these calls? That's getting some plate. That's in the zone. That's getting some of the strike zone. I felt like he got squeezed on like 8 different pitches. And Carlos Narvaez is lame as hell. I'm watching him, bro. I'm like, this dude, he acts like he is something. He worked 3 walks, and he's tossing the bat. Like, he acts like he's like he wants revenge against the Yankees. Bro, you barely.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He played for the Yankees. Anyway, Joe is in Parsippany, New Jersey. Next up, Joe, you got it.
Keith, man, I'm just, oh my gosh, I can't. With the Luke Weaver stuff, I never liked that we got Devin Williams. Like, I know it looked good on paper, but taking Luke Weaver out of his spot, I never loved it. But the reason I'm calling you is because I kind of put myself in this situation, driving home from the office. I'm like, if this was the last game of the year, how would I feel right now? And it would be the same freaking thing. And I know you've been saying that. It'd be the same freaking thing. But I just, like, we're 17 guys in a row, retired in a row. I can't stand to watch us just look absolutely helpless. Up and down the order, absolutely helpless with these at-bats. I know we have plenty of arguments about why Fried shouldn't come out. Tony had a good point on the broadcast that, okay, he has to pitch 7 games. I was like, okay, whatever. We want to go to whoever we want to go to, that's fine. Everybody else has beat that to death. But, like, the fact that we can't do anything against somebody else's ace,
yep.
Like, somebody lay down a bunt, somebody do something, you know?
Yeah, in the first
Come
inning.
On.
I don't know. Stan's not bunting. Billy's not bunting. In the ninth inning, no, they're not bunting. These guys aren't bunting. They're not thinking about bunting. This is a postseason. It's nationally televised. They're thinking about hitting home runs. They're thinking about getting on base. And they didn't get it done. And the turning point of the game was taking Max Fried out to go to Luke Weaver. But we do have to talk about this Yankees offense again. As potent as they were, yeah, and thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it, man. As potent as they were, let me go to my handy-dandy notes from the end of the season, right? Talking about this Yankees offense. And they do this every single year. It doesn't matter who's in the lineup. Doesn't matter if it's Gary Sanchez. Doesn't matter if it's Edwin Encarnacion. Doesn't matter if it's Matt Carpenter. It's like, damn, how do we get here and you guys just lose all of your powers? You go from being prolific to nothing, nada. The Yankees finished as the top offense in MLB. They were 8th in average, 1st in home runs, 1st in RBI. Like, what? 1st in runs, tied 2nd in on-base percentage, 1st in slugging, 1st in OPS, 1st in walks. But it's just one game, and it's Garrett Crochet, who has seen them now, what, 4 times this year? Dominating them. Easy. Like I said, I stopped counting. I'm like, that's 10 in a row. I don't know. You weren't going to beat Crochet. Okay. I guess I'll take it as a. And the least likely of people, and now congratulations to the Dodgers. They just finished that game, 10-5. The Dodgers beat the Reds. So now those Cincinnati Reds are facing elimination. Okay, you weren't going to beat Garrett Crochet, then you have to beat Brian Bello and Connelly Early, who is 23 years old. Him versus Cam Schlittler. Like, we have to get to that. There is no excuse. If they lose tomorrow behind Rodon, if Rodon gives up home runs and their bats go quiet again, I'm coming in here and I'm cooking. I'm flaming everybody. Everybody. Nick is in Clifton next on the Fan. You got it, Nick.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
All right. All things considered.
All right, man. So I'm at the game, and I said that right when Luke came, I said, this is the wrong move. This is not what we should be doing. I get it. Luke Weaver was an absolute stud last year. That was last year. He's been atrocious
yeah.
this year.
And you know what you just made me think about?
How it is.
The same thing with Clay Holmes. The same thing with, like trying to get Clay Holmes to be this, like, last year version of Clay Holmes, and it's not Come there, on, and they just keep going to it and keep trying and man, keep trying to force it.
It's last year. But my biggest gripe right now It has to be with Aaron Boone. Ben Rice is one of the hottest hitters, not for the Yankees, in baseball. He has to play tonight. Now, I love Austin Wells. He's a great player. I believe he's going to be a good Yankee in the future. But you know what? If you're scared about the lefty-on-lefty matchup, Ben Rice has to play catcher. And I understand that, Max Fried has only pitched all year to Wells, and one game without it. But you know what? Ben Rice's bat is too hot to not play tonight. It just goes to the fact that Alex Cora completely outmanaged Boone tonight.
Yeah, but easily. He didn't break a sweat. It was easy for him to play chess while Boone was playing checkers once again.
It's unbelievable, man.
As soon as Masataka Yoshida started to take his swings, I'm like, oh, here we go.
And then in the ninth inning, I don't care about the splits, lefty on lefty. You need to have Ben Rice back.
Yeah, he's got to get one at bat and get into that game.
At least one at bat, Keith. Come on, man. I'm sitting there.
But, bro, this is what they think about. They don't like Ben Rice behind the plate. He's a liability in the postseason. They're not trying to do that. And they don't like him against Crochet. I don't know his numbers against Crochet. I guarantee you they're not good. They like him against right-handed hitters. He's also a young guy.
How many times, I don't know off the top of my head as well, but how many times do you think he actually batted against Crochet? Less than five. Like, let's be real. He needs to play tonight. He is an absolute stud. I really believe that. And I just, you know what? I'm not losing confidence in my Yankees. I'll be there. I'm buying tickets for Thursday if we win tomorrow. And I really believe we can win this series. But, you know, Aaron Boone really needs to look in the mirror, man, Keith. Let's go. Let's go, Yankees. And I don't want the negativity. Like, I'm very negative right now, but the only thing I'm going to say is the series is not over, and I believe in our team. We have the best team in the American League, and let's go. All right? Let's go.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I host a nighttime show. We're still living in this tonight. Like, they'll rally the troops, or maybe they won't, in the morning, in the midday, in the afternoon. Maybe they won't. I can't say what they're going to do. You know, they'll get hopefully give you some positive Tommy or so. I don't know. Positive Tommy's not going to give you. Like, I don't know. Maybe Sean Morash, if you go look at Instagram and Twitter, he's already out on, you know, on Aaron Boone. Maybe C-Mac coming up next will give it to you. C-Mac, if you're driving in, we need you, bro. Turn it around for us. Maybe I'll have to do that in the last minutes of my show as well. But now is not the time for, like, rah-rah and it's not over. I've been reminding you. But, like, we are living in this. The purpose of this radio station and the calls and other fans listening out there is we're all talking through this. It sucks that it's so familiar. It sucks that it's deja vu. We hate that it's, like, predictable. But, hey, it's not over. They do have to come out tomorrow and force it. But it's like, man, that game did not have to go that way. And you felt it in real time. And they even had opportunities to change it in real time and couldn't get it done. And it's like, you know, we're going to Luke Weaver, who is a journeyman that we got a quick pop out of last year. And we got that quick pop out of Luke Weaver after they let Clay Holmes blow 14 games. And they had no choice, but they went the whole damn season. Clay Holmes is our closer. Clay Holmes until they got to the postseason. And Luke Weaver had it when he was going in just to get those last three outs. A typical Yankees, the same way that they play players out of position, like, you know, put Jazz at third base, put anybody anywhere, put Rougned Odor at third base, put anybody in the outfield, it doesn't matter, Jake Bowers, whoever, IKF can play everywhere. The ball will find you. Those little things, they become bigger things in the big moments. Little things like Judge not being able to throw the ball hard, they know that. The whole world knows that. But like Nick Sogard, he's out of the box going. He hits the ball to right field, he's going. He's challenging Judge because Judge is going to throw the ball in at 73 miles an hour and not 87 miles an hour. And the Yankees think that they can get by and they can skirt by with these little things, and they don't. They haven't. And then we as fans sit here and talk about the drought and we get mocked as I'm looking at the chat and people are talking about, oh, these guys just don't want to accept that the pinstripes aren't what they used to be. I'm like, this is modern day times and where we are. They have some type of beep, boop, beep computer that they enter data and information in, and they think that they can get by. And then in real time, when it plays out, they end up getting got every single time. Every single time. So that's what we're going through tonight. The lineup construction. Why are you sitting an all-star 30 for 30 player? One of the rare ones in your history. Now he's upset. Now we don't know if he's going to go into the tank tomorrow and strike out three times. We're hoping that he channels that and he's, you know, hitting home runs and he's stealing bases and he's playing well. But, like, he has the right to be upset. I completely am fine with Jazz. And even people talking about him turning his, I'm glad he turned his back on the media and didn't say too much. Would have got himself in trouble or would have said something that became more of a story. He has the right. Like, this is a guy, Aaron Boone texts him and say, yeah, you're not in the lineup. And that's another thing. It ain't on just Boone. This is a collaborative effort. These decisions are made prior to the game. We were talking about this two nights ago. We knew what the lineup was. Jack Curry put it out two nights ago. The decision to remove Max Fried after he faced Jaren Duran, I think, that's got to be on Boone and it's got to be the pitch count. And as I was watching the game and I was putting my notes together, let me go back and see. Like, I think he had a 24-pitch inning. Fried started to lose the zone, two balls to Duran, mound visit, ball three, battles back, strikes him out. Fried's at 61 pitches. I think his pitch count had ran up to 24 in maybe the fourth inning. So they're counting all that stuff, too. They're thinking about all that stuff, too. And he keeps getting squeezed where he's throwing strikes, but they're balls, and he's got to overcome it. And that is running his pitch count up faster. And they're like, they're so wary of it, right? They're thinking about that number 100. It's a countdown. Oh, we're getting closer to 100. So what? Him and Crochet were close, right? Their pitch count was close. But the difference is, Alex Cora is like, he's still got his good stuff going. And so did Max Fried. But he's like, he's still throwing hard. He's still throwing strikes. I'm leaving him out there. And Aaron Boone couldn't wait to take the ball out of his hands to go to Luke Weaver. Alex Cora is like, I don't got anybody better than this guy. And they lined up all of their righties. So I'm just going to go from this lefty to Chapman for the last four outs. Ball game. Anthony is in Greenville, South Carolina with us on The Fan in New York.
Keith, what's up, man? How you doing?
All right, just living in it, stewing in it. I'll probably get off air and be sitting in bed staring at the ceiling like that didn't have to go that way, but of course it did.
Heard that. Hey, man, I'm going to start off real quick by saying this, man. My little 15-year-old son gave me this Odyssey app, and I can finally listen to WFAN again, and it's been a life changer for me since being down here in South. Love it down here, but, man, it's been awesome. But, you're awesome, man, Keith. We love you, and it's awesome. But, dude, this analytics stuff, just throw me the ball and watch what I do with it. Attitude has to come into play in this September/October baseball.
Yeah.
Give it to your horses. Give it to the guy. I understand how many times we're going to watch this happen. We're going to strike out. We're going to live by the sword, die by the sword. I get it. Listen, we mash. We mash all season long. 162 games, great. Huge sample size. This is 2-3 games. This is 27 outs. What are we doing? Like, just let Fried roll. Let him go. Like Weaver, okay, boom. Maybe it's the analytics getting to his head, but I just can't see how we keep making these same mistakes. Yes, we're going to have nights where, you know what, hopefully we put up 10 runs tonight, right? And we smash and we're back in the game, and then I like our chance with Schlitter. My goodness, like, look at Crochet out there today. I was working all night. I really couldn't watch the game too much in depth and detail. Yeah. But that guy was hyped, man. His swagger, he had that.
Of course, he's an ox. Flowing. He's a bull. They're not taking the bull out of the game.
Man.
And yeah, Fried, no disrespect to him, I felt like they were waiting to take him out. I'm going back to my notes in the sixth inning when he got that double play. Before that big double play to end the sixth, I'm writing, you know, they squeeze him again on the curveball up in the zone. He's battling through. He's overcoming it. He walks to Narvaez, and Narvaez whips his bat. And, like, the Yankees are watching this, and they're thinking impending doom is coming. He's going to get to 100 pitches, and the ball's going to get hit out of the ballpark. He probably should have thrown 10 less pitches with the pitches he was squeezed on. We got to save him from himself. We got to go take him out of the game, and that's not the right approach.
Let him cook, man. And how many times I can't stand, even though it's more of a respect thing, this Bregman, man. I'm so sick of this guy in the playoffs. Bregman is
just
like...
You got no choice but to respect Alex Bregman.
My goodness.
He's a dog.
You got to respect him. Could have been ours, but save... He really, dude, he's just the, again, mad respect to him, but.
They weren't going to give him $40 million. They weren't going to give him $40 million. Anthony, thanks for the call. Shout out to you and your son down there in South Carolina. Shout out to everybody that listens from wherever you are on the Odyssey app. Today, after the Tigers won, I was listening to 97.1 The Ticket. And they were mad, too, about their offense. They won the game 2-1, and they were talking about how, like, it's consistent. The Guardians still keep us under 3 runs. We're not going to beat them scoring 2 runs. We just have the best pitcher in the world, so we're able to get this one. But if you think tomorrow you're going to show up and they're not going to play guard ball, and they won in Detroit and their hosts weren't happy because of the score. I knew we weren't winning that game 1-0 today. I knew there was no chance unless Fried was going to somehow pitch a complete game, and you knew he wasn't. I knew that these guys were going to squeeze the bat too tight. That first one, even though they just won 8 in a row, they just played all these games in Yankee Stadium. It's different when you see those Red Sox jerseys and Alex Cora and how comfortable they truly are. They're just waiting. Tick, 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 tick. They're waiting. While Fried twirls a gem, they're waiting for you to go run and take them out. Because in your mind, you have predetermined, okay, this is it. When he got the double play to get out of the sixth inning, it shouldn't have been a thought of like, this is it. It should have been a thought of like, yo, new life, right? It should have been a thought of like, hey, got out of that one. Let's see if we can get another one. Let's see if we can get, instead of just, oh, go get Duran, go get one batter. It's the bottom of the order. Go get 7, 8, 9. But then there's also the thought about bringing in Luke Weaver to a clean inning, and they had it, and I don't know. Luke Weaver lost his game, and offense lost his game. But the tone of the game changed as soon as they took the ball out of Max Fried, their ace's hands. Their ace versus our ace, credit to Garrett Crochet. He's really like that. He's really like that. And Alex Cora, too, knowing his guys. It's not like when we look at these lineups, when we look at these rosters, these wild card rosters, advantage Yankees. Yankees have the MVP. Yankees have 3 former MVPs. Yankees have a bunch of all-stars. The Red Sox are out there with Nathaniel Lowe, who they picked up off the scrap heap. Yes, they have Alex Bregman, former all-star champion, all that. What did Trevor Story do tonight? I can't knock Trevor Story. He had 3 Ks, but he also had 2 hits. He did have an impact. They don't have Devers. It's not like they have this star-studded team. Right, they moved on from Bogarts. They moved on from Mookie Betts. They moved on from a lot of their guys. They don't have Chris Sale. They don't have, you know, I said we're lucky they don't have Joe Ryan because it'd be raps. It would be GGs if that Joe Ryan trade actually went through. We'd have to face him tomorrow. Remember what he did in Yankee Stadium against this team not too long ago? I think Belly got a homer off him and that was it. Tomorrow they have to have, or, you know, I know it's tonight. It's October 1st. They have to have a short memory and a renewed energy and vigor around like, hey, we're not done. This is a 3-game series. We play today, we win today, that's it. Win 2 more games and you advance. And then you face a Toronto team that's sitting on ice, and maybe if you overcome the Boston Red Sox, that momentum can carry you through the DS. 888-808-1019. I got a full rack of calls, but we got to break it down. Keith McPherson on the Fan, less than 90 minutes to go. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
And here we go. Still doing the show. Another KM to AM. We're in the postseason now. We're in October now. The Yankees are down one. But they've been down to the Red Sox before. The last time they faced the Red Sox in Fenway, they won back-to-back games to take that series. Why can't they do it again? I'd bet on Big G to do something. I bet Big G's upset with himself. He had opportunities tonight. I bet Big G will do something in this game. I bet Jazz will make an impact. Ben Rice will make an impact. It'll look different. Trent Grisham better activate his clutch gene after going 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. Can't be mad at Judge. I know y'all want Judge to homer every time, but that cracked me up. So like, why didn't Judge hit the ball over the fence? Because he's the batting title winner. He hit 331. He will slap a single through. You know, you watch Judge? You watch baseball? Not mad at Goldie either. Oldie but Goldie. Just was mad that Goldie couldn't get home from third, but it is what it is. That's baseball, Susan. It is what the ball he didn't know it was going to drop. He didn't know if it was going to be caught. You have to, like, it is what it is. No, none of us knew. And the other one, the throw, you know, I'm sure Luis Rojas is telling him, hey, don't run on him. Abreu was out there, don't run on him. So it just is what it is. But it's like when you lose a close game. And I saw some people, I literally said, I'm like, a solo shot's not beating anybody. And people were like, yes, it is if the manager's not stupid. I'm like, no, it's not. And I don't know how the other one-run losses happened in baseball. I don't know if they were solo shots. But one run isn't enough to do it. That did not work on the north side of Chicago for the Padres today against the Cubs. They lost 3-1. That did not work for the Guardians at Progressive Field in their building where they just celebrated. They just walked the Tigers down and they're feeling good about what they are. 2-1 doesn't get it done. The Yankees got to score runs. And I think they can get to Brian Bello. I know he shoved against the Yankees in the past, but I also think that, you know, he can do his thing. Before somebody asked me about Ben Rice's numbers against Garrett Crochet, Chad GPT says in 6 at-bats, he's 0-for-6. And that's enough of a sample size for the Yankees to say, we're going to take out one of the hardest hitters in baseball, you know, the most hard hit ball rate, a guy that was super hot this last week that just in our last game hit 2 home runs. Like, yeah, we're going to sit him down because we're married to the almighty analytics. It's fun, right? It's fun, isn't it? Yeah. Jay is in North Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Jay.
KM to the AM, bringing the mayhem. How are you, pal?
Yeah, I appreciate the rhymes. I like that. I'm good.
All right. Let me. Everybody touched on a lot of things going on. Everybody hit all the good points. Let me just tell you, Keith, give me a second here. When is enough enough? I know you may talk to the Yankee brass. Because now I'm getting yelled at for yelling and flipping out and because of these games that are driving me crazy. And at the end of the day, I can't even explain some of these decisions that this manager and this organization makes. You know what it's like to sleep in your vehicle? Some people do. Keith,
I've slept in a car before.
I got to get McDonald's and make a bad decision and get McDonald's and eat late night. You know what that does to your body, McDonald's late night?
Yeah, I stopped doing that a long time ago, too. Thanks for the call, Jay. Yeah, I don't know. Don't mess up your situation at home over the Yankees. Don't be yelling and screaming and getting kicked out and spiral over the Yankees. The Yankees aren't helping you out. The Yankees made their bread, 47,000 in there buying them tickets. Them tickets to game two are selling too. And I'm glad that they blocked the Red Sox. And some of y'all, this is weak. Why are the Yankees blocking the Red Sox? Because do you want game two to be full with Red Sox jerseys? And the Red Sox now, they show up in green monster jerseys and banana colored jerseys. You want that for Carlos Rodon? Like, I thought we had a good showing. I like the Boston sucks chance breaking out. Just the Yankees suck. The Yankees can't hit. The Yankees can't do anything besides get a Volpe solo shot, which is like the most least likely. Like, did any of you guys bet Volpe to homer? Probably bet Judge to homer. You shouldn't bet anybody to homer off Garrett Crochet, but I don't know if there's many slips out there where someone put $100 on Anthony Volpe to homer. So like the least likely thing happened for the Yankees to score. They got to be better. Andrew in Queens on the Fan. How you doing, Andrew?
Pretty good. How you doing, Keith?
I'm all right. Watching Teoscar Hernandez and Ohtani and how these guys, yeah. I know they're playing the Reds, but in that building, they just mash. They're just hitting home runs. They're just going to put up 10 runs.
They're going to be a force to reckon with. You know, Keith, as an older fan, I got to say, being around in the days when pitching was really pitching, if the Yankees would have came back tonight, they could have made a case for Crochet to actually have not been taken out. But like Boone Maneggi is so scared. Why did they go out and spend all of this money on this guy and they don't let him pitch? It's so obvious. There's nobody. I mean, I don't want to just dump on Boone, but it's like, I mean, everybody else sees it. I mean, you got this guy, let him throw. There's nobody better than him. I mean, who's he giving the ball to? And then the other thing too is you take Rice, okay, and Chisholm out. These guys gutted it out all year. You got to do something for whatever you're going to gain tonight, which was nothing. You rip these guys' hearts out.
Yeah.
Let them play.
A lot of emotion. It messes up the clubhouse to go out like that in that first game.
I just can't. I mean, they go down now, man. It's like this stuff is, it lingers. It's horrible, man. Here we are once again, man. All right. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call. Backs against the wall, though. I expect them to respond. I don't expect them to go quietly into the night. They just won all of these games to try and fight for the division. They just went through the gauntlet and beat the Red Sox. Like, I think they can get off the mat. I think they'll be happy tomorrow when Ben Rice, like, there's a level of confidence that comes with Max Fried on the mound. That's why I also, like, I wish you had your best hitters in the lineup as well as your best pitcher on the mound. It's important to get game one to give you that advantage, but I think they can bounce back tomorrow tonight and then win the next one. It's still on the table. Why can't they be the first ones to do it? They have the best offense in the game. They have the best hitter in the game. They can get to Brian Bayo. They can get to Connolly early. They can score more runs than the Red Sox. Just one more run. Aaron Boone, your reputation is on the line. The Yankees' reputation is on the line. You know, it's one thing to be big brother in town. It's a whole other thing for the Red Sox to literally own you for 20 years. For the Yankees to lose to the Red Sox after being up 3-0 in 2004 and the curse end, and then they go on a run, winning multiple World Series. You can't get back to one and win it. You got back to one and embarrassed yourselves. They knocked you out in 18. They knocked you out in 21. They are one game away from knocking you out again in 2025. They are throwing parties in Boston. There are content creators popping up. I'm scrolling through Twitter. I'm getting tagged and stuff. I'm getting trolled. I don't care. I like it. Like, and my Twitter's monetized. You guys keep writing everything and tagging me. Elon's going to run me $50 just because I tweet. Like, keep it up. But what I'm saying is, you know, the Yankee aura, the Yankee mystique, the Yankee, what we think of the New York Yankees is all at risk here. Don't be the butt of the joke this way. You don't have to be. But you want to be so analytical and so smart, you come out looking dumb. You're going to make us all look dumb if you don't get it together. Demetrius is in Middletown on the fan. What's up, man?
Yeah, what up, Keith?
Hanging in there.
What's going on?
I'm just trying to get to game two at 6:08. I'm going to be right back there at the stadium. Like, let's go.
Yes,
sir. Let's go. Wake it up.
Yo, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm just going to say this right now. You live by the analytics, you're going to die by the analytics. And what this game came down to was going to be which manager was going to budge first. And obviously at the 102 pitch mark, Aaron Boone came out, did what he did. And what Alex Cora did was pretty much, you know, allow the human element and see the body language from Crochet still throwing 100 miles an hour and pitch 117. Pretty much saying this is a workhorse. And, you know, I understand that Fried had a couple, you know, wobbly innings, but he got out of it. The defense was a little sharp behind them. They were good. But once he pulled them out at 102, it's like, it's your number one for the year.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's just like the rush to get to the bullpen, which they're like, Luke Weaver is not a better pitcher. Luke Weaver throws two pitches. No. Max Fried got seven pitches he can throw.
Yo, and listen, and that seven, and also too, what killed us too is when Crochet pitched seventh inning, six pitches, you know, out of the inning. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
That is the swing right there. Like swing where you go to Weaver and you give him time to rest, and then the swing where these guys go up swinging and hacking and attacking, and it's only six pitches, and he goes to sit back down. I'm like, it's playing right into their hands.
And listen, I understand, like I told you, you know, the analytics, you know, with Jazz being sit, Ben Rice, you know, finishing the season strong and whatnot. But you know what? You got to take the gamble, you know, especially that now our backs are against the wall. But this all goes back to the regular season. You know what I mean? Like, we were racing in the last 2 weeks to see if we could get the, you know, the division. And now we're in this predicament basically on most of these, you know, poor decisions that Aaron's Boone made when it came to putting Devin Williams there. You know what I mean? We could have been in a positive, could have, would have, should have. It's too late for it now.
Thanks for the call, bro. It's too late for that. I said last night, I don't want to hear about the blown games. I don't want to hear about the games that were close, games we had leads. Like, it's over. They didn't win the division. We'll have that conversation when we're eliminated. We're not eliminated. It's all right in front of them. Literally. Go win two games. You have the advantage. Like, I think you have the advantage in roster and pitching. I don't think you have the advantage with the manager. But let these guys play. Go off a field. Let Rodon go out there and pitch. Keep the ball in the ballpark. And come out there attacking Bayo and trying to put the ball in play and get on the board. Like, I want to see a Yankee team with urgency, fighting, with fire. Like, their life depends on it, because it does. You cannot go out being swept by the Red Sox. You cannot go out with another year that the Red Sox put you out, putting the battery in the back of their fan base. In the year they traded Rafael Devers and they said, oh, yeah, well, we may win some games. And like, they get to the DS over you. They dominated you all year. They had won eight in a row against you. As it stands right now, I believe they're 10-4 against you this year. Get off the mat. Get off the mat. Win two games and none of that matters. Solomon in Brooklyn on the fan next. What's up, Solomon?
Yeah, how are you, Keith?
Been better, but, like, yo, still breathing. It's a new season. We're still breathing. They're not done yet.
All right. My question to you is, now that we have Max Fried and that game one is done, but now Carlos Rodon, one thing I could tell you is that if Aaron Boone is going to do something stupid when Carlos Rodon has gas in him left, he shouldn't do something stupid.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And
not the next day. Nope, not the next
day.
This is what would be stupid. If you take what he did to Max Fried and taking Max Fried out, and you let Rodon go a batter too long, and it ends up with a two-run, three-run bomb. it's a case by case different type of thing. I'm not gonna say that, you know, because of what he did today, tomorrow he's either gonna pull him too early or like, no, we gotta watch the game and see. We gotta see who's coming up. We gotta see what Rodon looks like. I have more confidence in Carlos Rodon than I ever have. And I think he knows. He is, this year he has had multiple times where it's like, oh, it falls on Carlos Rodon to be the stopper, be the guy, and he's shown up. So that's what I expect, and I expect Boone to let him go, let him eat, let him compete, let him be a dog.
Yeah, slowly, slowly. Take each inning slowly, slowly. Don't just, like, jump the gun and say, okay, no, 100 pitches and he's done.
No, I don't care about the number of pitches.
What if he's in the seventh inning and he's doing so good?
Well, that's not going to happen. Thanks for the call, Solomon. He won't be in the 10th inning. There's zero chance he'll be pitching in the 10th inning. But if we do get to the 10th inning, there's no Manfred man on second. And that's the other thing. You used Weaver, Cruz, Williams, Bednar, and Tim Hill. Now, the bullpen budget, let's take a look at how many pitches they've thrown. They're all available in a do-or-die situation tomorrow. But you used Weaver for 15 pitches. I don't need to see Weaver tomorrow. Cruz for 14, okay. If there's some runners on and you need to get a couple outs, Cruz, go and throw that splitter again. Devin Williams, yeah. Devin Williams threw 11 pitches. I expect to see the airbender again. David Bednar, not your best showing, but I have some grace for you because you're a Pittsburgh Pirate and this is your first time in New York City, pitching for the Yankees, going in there, and you gave it up to Bregman or whatever, but you're available tomorrow. So is Tim Hill. So is whoever else. Camilo Duvall, Mark Leiter Jr., however they decide to go after it. But Rodon has to go six, seven innings. Six, definitely six. And it's not like they just faced a lefty today and he dominated them. They were shut out. They had like three hits. So why can't Rodon show up and shut this Red Sox lineup down in game two? He can, but the bats have to wake up. They have to hit. They have to score runs and not rely on just a home run. Put the ball in play, pass the baton, and have a sense of urgency that, like, you don't want the season to end, that you have to get Cam Schlittler on the mound in game three, and anything can happen in a rubber match, do-or-die situation for either team in game three. That is it. That is it. And how sweet will that be to turn this whole thing around? How sweet will that be to laugh at everybody else that quickly jumped the gun to put the Yankees down off of one game? How sweet will that be to be the first one in this new expanded postseason to come back from down 0-1? Make your own history. You have the pen. Get it done. They absolutely can. Sam is in Brick with us next on The Fan. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Keith. Big fan. First time caller. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, man. You got it. What you thinking about?
So obviously I'm frustrated like everybody else why Boone took out Fried way too early. It was way too early, for sure. A man on base, maybe a man in second, but at a different point.
It wasn't way too early. Believe. It was just like, you don't have to rush to Luke Weaver. Right. There was nobody on base. He wasn't giving up any hits, but, you know, in hindsight, it's like, it is what it is. Just wanted to correct that. It wasn't way too early. He was at 102 pitches,
Right, agreed. But one more thing. Now, they had Rosario in because whatever reason, I would have put in Chisholm. He had such a good season. But if you're going to put in Rosario, why'd they bring Chisholm in just as a defensive substitute? Not by Rosario's at bat.
Yeah.
And wait for Rosario to come up. And when he comes up, you have a full bench with Chisholm and Ben Rice and Dominguez, and you could decide who's smartest. Ben Rice would have been a smarter at bat.
Rosario
in the ninth inning.
Rosario versus Crochet. I think I had heard he was like 3-for-6 against Crochet. And
right, but if you wanted to put Chisholm in,
he was 6-for-9 with a home run and a double off of Crochet. So they thought he would be able to get him tonight.
Right, no, but that I agree with. But at the end,
was stupid.
Put in Chisholm as a substitute.
At the end was like, we know Jazz has got the puss face on. He's probably pissed off. Like, let's try and do something and get Jazz involved in this game. It didn't work.
Why did they put him in as a defensive substitute? They should have waited until the at-bat came around in the ninth inning, and then you could have decided if Chisholm was smarter or right.
He ended up lefty on lefty facing Chapman, too. And I remember seeing this interview about how Jazz wants to get a hit off Chapman so bad because Chapman, he, you know, he grew up watching Chapman, and Chapman is a legend. It didn't happen tonight. He put the ball in play. It was a flyout.
Yeah, but with his strikeout rate, I would rather Rice at that bat. I know Chisholm likes to talk a lot, but I think Rice would have been the smarter bat there with his how he's coming in the postseason. And if you wouldn't have put in Chisholm as a substitute, you could have chose Rice or Chisholm. You wouldn't be forced to put in Chisholm. I don't know why would you bring him in as a substitute. That makes sense. Wait till that bat comes around.
So the pinch hit was Rosario at second base. Jazz went to second base. You wanted Rice there? Rice would have had to pinch hit for Goldie to play first, or Wells. Maybe
no,
Wells is last at bat.
You know, pinch hit Rice, and then you just put Chisholm into the field.
Yeah, they weren't thinking about that because they want Wells in the game. That's what you're saying, a pinch hit. He should have pinch hit for Wells at that last strikeout.
Chisholm didn't even need that bat. You just put in Rice, pinch hits for Rosario, and then take Rice out of the game and put Chisholm at second.
No, I don't know, man. I'm getting tired. I'm blanking on the spot. I don't recall that being doable. I got to go
in
back.
The seventh inning, when you took out Rosario for Chisholm, instead of having Chisholm come in and play second, keep Rosario in the field until his at bat comes up. When Rosario's at bat comes up, put in Rice to hit.
So Rosario was the last at bat of that seventh inning.
Right.
And then the substitution was made. Yeah, so you're saying to pinch hit Ben Rice there. And
no, or you could have waited till ninth inning. Rosario's a better fielder than Chisholm. So keep Rosario in until his next at-bat comes up in the field. And when his next at-bat comes up, then you have the option of choosing. Do you want to go Chisholm or do you want to go Rice? And after Rice's at-bat, then you put in Chisholm. There's no reason to force Chisholm into the field after Rosario's at-bat if you could keep Rosario in, who's a better fielder.
Yeah, the defensive replacement didn't make any sense. And not getting Ben Rice any at-bats didn't make any sense. But I remember, I think I was leaving right after that. And I don't know. I remember thinking, like, this is just – they're riding this Rosario versus
Crochet.
Like, he
was almost trying to make up to Chisholm. Like, he felt bad for Chisholm. Yeah. So he's like, no, I'll put you in for defense, which just doesn't make sense. Just put him in the game.
Thanks for the call, Sam. We got a break. But what I recall is just, like, they are going to get Amed Rosario his three at-bats against Crochet in hope that, the 6-for-9, he gets one. And it didn't happen. And with Jazz, just like, okay, now Jazz, he's faced him three times. You get in there. And then Jazz ends up facing, I think they had Garrett Whitlock warming up. I'm trying to recall now. It's late. I've been up since 8 o'clock in the morning. But I think they had Garrett Whitlock warming up. And they ended up going with Chapman. So you get got. It is what it is. We try to play this game over and over again. And it doesn't work. 888-808-1009. We'll be right back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.